everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this fine, beautiful Sunday out there. Well, I am Françoise Rhodes, yes, as I fight the wraths of the virus going around the valley. 1 week later, I'm on my second round of antibiotics, and I think I finally turned the corner. I don't know how I made last Sunday's show, but thanks to Sean Flanagan, who's in the boardroom, we made it. Thank you so much, Sean. Yeah.
Sounds like we barely made it, though.
Well, we did barely. You jinxed me at the very end. I was cruising through. I thought I had it made, and then you said, what did you say? Oh.
I was like, oh, you haven't coughed at all. It's been really good.
And that was it. Look at me. Looks like a pharmacy here. I have a little towel to cough into. I have orange juice. I have cough syrup. Frankly, I don't need all this stuff. I just want to be ready. I have a box of Kleenex. I think, anyway. All right. So I am ready. Had my donut from Swiss Donuts this morning. Brought you a box in. Our guests. We have one in-studio guest and the rest all phone calls today. So it's going to be a busy phone line along with prizes and all that kind of stuff. Today's show is presented by Hanson Overhead Garage Door Service. Have you had your garage door serviced lately? And remember, all of our sponsors are on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. So please go there, use them, and tell them that you heard about them on the show. So because that's really, you know, as much as they like me, that's what they're part of the show. If they want results, they want people to go in and use them. So I am going to sound a little bit funny today, but I am really so much better. I missed the fair. I missed Modernism Week. I missed just about everything going on in the Valley this week.
That's no fun.
It is no fun because I had all these plans to do all these things. I started playing pickleball with a friend. And we were on a roll. I mean, I was loving it just because of the different type of exercise.
Right.
And we just would, you know, set the timer for 30 minutes. That was it. And not try to be superstars out there. Just try to get. And we were really having a lot of fun. And then I got sick and that stopped everything.
And now you get to pick it back up.
I know. We're going to pick it back up. Yeah. Episode 3 came out of Traveling with Françoise on Fox 11 about all the things happening around the Salton Sea. So Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. I'm getting a lot of, I didn't know any of that was out there. That's what I'm getting a lot of, which is good.
I had no idea.
Did you watch it yet?
I did. I finally got to watch it last night.
Yeah. Did you know about Salvation Mountain, Slab City and all that stuff? Yeah.
No. It was all like, and I like, I mean, I don't know what exactly to call it. I don't know if you call it quirky or how you want to call it.
But that's definitely
quirky. Really like that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, where you just kind of go out there and go, I don't know why they did this, but I like it.
Yeah. Totally off the grid where those people are living. I mean, totally. And they're just kind of wandering around. I asked some guy when we were out there filming, I said, well, you know, what drew you here? He goes, I don't know. I heard about it. Just wanted to come out here and live for a while.
Well, somewhere different.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fine. Cool. But here's the big news. The big, big news. I don't know if you've looked at my Facebook page, Sean. I don't think so. I don't think you.
I do know your big, big news.
Oh.
I you know what? I don't really look at Facebook, but I did see something.
You did?
Unless you got more than one big news, I know what it is.
You know, that was it. No, that was a pretty big news on Friday. It was like late in the day, and I pretty much put my phone down, and I kind of had enough because I still was, you know, in the throes of being, okay. I look at my phone, there's a call from El Centro, and I think, oh, okay, I haven't heard anything from these people. This is a call telling me probably you didn't make it. Well, I did make it. The guy was so excited. I am the one media person on the West Coast that was picked to ride in a Blue Angels jet.
I need like an applause button.
I know.
There's something.
The guy said, how excited are you? I said, well, if I wasn't so sick, I'd be even more excited. But I have to get over this because they won't let you go up if you're sick.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I won't. But, he said, let me tell you, the process is very rigorous. There's a huge review board. He's the guy that I talk to that you send the submissions to, and he weeds through and gets rid of people that say they're media and they're not really.
Right.
They have like 100 followers on a blogger page or something. Yeah. He gets rid of all those people that don't qualify. Then he narrows it down to all the qualified media. Then he sends it to this review board. And this panel of people go over each and every one. They look at your Facebook posts and hits and Twitter and Instagram and your website and your shows and all this sort of stuff. Then they narrow it down to just a few people and they send it to an admiral in Kentucky who knows no one. He doesn't.
So there's no favorites.
Yeah, right. And actually, none of these people knew me either. They might have known some of the others. I don't know. Anyway, so he knows no one and he goes through them all and he picks. And he picked me.
That's awesome.
So yeah. So on March 8th, it is I have to be there at 8 o'clock at El Centro in the morning. They say you go through this training program, you go through all this stuff, and then around 2 o'clock you actually go up in the jet.
I think it's awesome because I want to see it.
Well, and we're going to tape it all for the next episode.
Yeah, I saw that.
Except of me in the gym. Unless I'm probably going to have a GoPro, though.
I'll say you can probably put a GoPro.
I'll go.
Head.
Yeah, put a
I
GoPro.
Have a GoPro. I will donate it for
Oh,
that.
You will donate? Okay, all right. Well, Steve the cameraman, he knows. He's been working on it. He's like emailed me 20 times now. Francoise, I have this idea. I have that idea. I have this idea. And I said, well, we'll know a little bit more tomorrow exactly. But they already know that I want to film it for TV.
Cool.
So
that's good.
Yeah, they already know that. And do some interviews, have some interviews on the show. So, I mean, I'm really honored that out of all those nationally award-winning writers and all those
paid.
Sort of people and TV people that I got picked. So
That's really cool.
Yeah, I am excited about that. So,
do you know anybody else who's on that list that you get to kind of just do just a little bit of ha-ha?
No, they don't tell you. They're so they're so private about all that. I mean, they are – everything there is very – you know, I don't know. I don't even know how to say it.
Military.
Yeah, very classified. Right. You know, the military, not that they're keeping secrets, but they have their protocol
right.
that they really have to follow. And no, they don't really tell you anything. In fact, I asked them, the media guy said, is there a hotel around there? Which I know there are. I'll just go
right.
online and look. He said, Francoise, I really can't say one or the other because then somebody might say that the military is recommending that you stay at some place.
Oh, right.
And I can't go there. So
that's so, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's just the way some people are.
Yeah, yeah. And I said,
not them, the other people who'd say, oh, why are they promoting that? Yeah.
Yeah, you're promoting their place, but not promoting mine.
Right.
So I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's not a big deal. I just was, yeah. So anyway, that's my big news.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty darn awesome. So I'll be a nervous wreck until all this happens. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the excitement. I don't think the nervousness will show because there's just too much excitement in there.
I think I'm more nervous about getting over this cold. So anyway, that's my news. I'll share a little bit more of it because we have callers. We have Pasquale Esposito who will be calling us shortly. So we're going to have to go to break really quick. I'm going to tell you who won the Rhythm, Wine, and Brews tickets. We have the Pinball Machine Tournament, Arcade Expo tickets online. Lots of stuff going on. So we better go to break right now. And then when we come back, we will probably have Pasquale on the line. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, he loves it here in the desert. Joining us once again is Italian tenor Pasquale Esposito. Hi, Pasquale.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am fantastic. Well, you know, you're kind of making this desert home out here. We love having you out here with your shows and just kind of hanging around in the sun. But you are back once again this coming up Sunday, March 5th at the Annenberg Theater. Tell us about your show.
It's going to be another beautiful journey. I was there with the same show in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I was in Palm Springs. And since then, has been so incredibly successful that I decided, since I was back with my two PBS tour about Enrico Caruso, I said, why we don't come back with the show I started my journey in Palm Springs, and that was Il Tempo. Il Tempo meaning talking about the time, the most important thing that we have, and actually I'd like to thank you and your radio station to be able to dedicate me part of your time today to listen my voice with my Italian accent.
Well, it's a beautiful Italian accent. Now, Pasquale, you have been out. Tell us what you've been doing the last year or so. I think it's been about a year since you've been in the Valley. So where have you been performing?
Wow, this 2016 was incredibly successful. I've been all over the country with the wonderful show, the dedication, the tribute to Enrico Caruso. We were basically all around the United States. And after that, I was incredibly busy because on September 3rd, I was in Italy filming my second PBS show that is a special on Italian piazzas. The piazza scene as a place where we get together, where we have a beautiful coffee shop, where there is the church where you get married and where the events of your life are going to happen. So I talk about this beautiful history of of a beautiful square in Italy. So it's going to be a new PBS show coming out on 2017, but in the middle time, it's nice to look back and come back to Palm Springs with my Il Tempo show.
Well, again, we are so excited to have you back here. Now, just so you know, make sure that you let me know when the PBS special is coming out so I can let everybody know on the air when it's going to be so they can watch it. We don't want to miss that.
Definitely, it's going to be on KVCR for sure. With my dear friend Lillian, that is always so supportive, and definitely we will inform you.
Okay. All right, now let's talk about the concert that you have coming up on March 5th at the Annenberg Theater over in Palm Springs. Beautiful theater. I love that theater. It's just so, the sound is fabulous, and there's not a bad seat in the house. Just a lovely, lovely venue. Starts at 7 o'clock. Now, are you going to be talking? Is there film? I know you're going to be singing a little bit of English and Italian. Tell us exactly what the show is going to consist of.
I call it the theater with the orange seats. it's so incredible. True. The acoustic inside there is so warm. And what is special about the venue and what the venue should dictate the repertoire, because it's so incredible, cozy and warm. And will be a story of my time since I moved here in the United States and the journey of growing up in Italy. So sharing with people the time that was so important in my life. And I remember that for every single specific moment in my life, I associate to a song, and that song will be performed. And of course, moving in California, moving in the United States, I was exposed to many different languages. So I'm going to be singing Italian, Spanish, English, and even French. So it's going to be a journey through the music with the time that has been signing in my life.
Oh, my. It just sounds fabulous. Of course, you love what you do. How long have you been performing, Pasquale?
I was 7 years old when I started to perform in a church, and since then I'm still performing, and I didn't choose it. It was God that chose my pattern. And it was not a more beautiful place than start to sing in a church with God watching over me. And since then has been a fantastic journey where I am able to share the passion and the love for the art with people. And there is nothing more beautiful than be in a theater and give to people a couple hours where they don't think about their problems and they can enjoy a relaxing moment and listen to a story or a fantastic song and taking them with you in a beautiful trip.
Well, and that's exactly what happens. You transport us into different places. I've been to several of your concerts, and I love every single one of them. And we sit there, and you think, you do. It's so easy to forget about technology and everything and just let us follow you in your journey. And you do such a great job with the story that you tell along with the music that goes along with it. You said something a moment ago that you're singing in so many different languages. Do you speak all those languages, or is it something as a performer you just learn the lyrics like an actor would?
I am very much about Maestro Sinatra used to do. Before I sing every single song, even though it's not in my language, I make sure that I understand every single word and the meaning of the song. That's fundamentally in order to express. I am familiar with the French, for example, but I don't speak French. I can speak Spanish, English, Italian. But in a moment, I need to sing in German, and it happened to me that for some opera, I had to sing in German. I made sure that even though I'm learning phonetically, whatever I'm saying, I understand the exact meaning of every single word. And believe or not, even with an accent, when I sing in English, before I say the word, I definitely mean what I say. And that is the only way you can touch the audience. When whatever you say, he has a root, and the root stays in the thought of whatever you're saying. Many times I teach these little students, and they come inside, and they sing so beautiful, but the song will not arrive to you. Why? Because they don't mean what they say. So that's one of my first lessons that I learned, and I carry that with me constantly.
Hmm. That's fascinating. That really is. Next time, I keep saying this, and one of these days we'll get you in studio to actually spend some time with us right here inside the studio. But for a performer such as yourself, and folks, we're talking to Italian tenor Pasquale Esposito, who's making his fourth concert appearance here in Palm Springs at the Annenberg Theater on Sunday, March 5th, 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale. I'll give you a little more information about that. The name of the production is El Tempo. Is that right?
Il tempo. El tempo will be in Spanish, but il tempo. The time, the most precious thing that we have, and that's why this show, and that's why to give the value at what we have, il tempo, the time that we spend with our family, with our friend, and even when we work, let's work and let's do what we love to do, right?
Exactly. Oh, I agree with you. That's been my motto through life all the way. Just do what I love doing. How important is it to you, Pasquale, because you are a performer, you obviously love being on stage. It shows so much. You love giving back to the audience. Does Broadway and things like that, does that interest you as much as just being able to get on stage and perform? I know there seems to be sort of a back and forth between performers of wanting to be on the stage in a production. How do you see that?
Yeah, there is a production aspect and a business aspect, and I definitely try to be away as much I can from the business aspect. Even though as an entertainer, sometimes you need to get involved. Mm-hmm. But I try to save my passion for what I do, and if I can translate in a better way, the stage for me is every time that I walk on stage is almost going back home, going back to Italy. The stage is an incredible, comfortable place to be. Very interesting enough. I the same feeling that I have when I walk on stage is when I go back to my old house in Naples, in Italy. Mm-hmm. And it's walking there. I know that my mother is cooking. I know that everything is at the right place and at the right time. And that's how comfortable I feel on stage. And I think people can feel my comfort, and that's why I'm able to involve them in my journey through the music.
Oh, well, again, we are so thankful that you are coming back to our Coachella Valley on a regular basis. Pasquale, thanks so much for joining us today. We will see you out there on March 5th at the Annenberg Theater for your concert that starts at 7 o'clock.
I look forward to see you next Sunday, and always a joy to be part of your show. It's fantastic, and every time that I come sometime to Palm Springs to relax and I listen to it, and it's always so beautiful to listen and to be involved in so many beautiful stories.
Well, thank you again so much. We'll see you next week, and enjoy your time out here in the desert.
I will.
Okay.
Ciao.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that is Pasquale Esposito. His show is Sunday, March 5th, 7 p.m. at the Annenberg Theater. It's a fabulous show, by the way, fabulous show. You can go online at psmuseum.org for tickets, or you can call 760-325-4490. I just happen to have two tickets to give away to Pasquale Esposito's concert, which I will do not right this second. I will do at the last segment of the show. So make sure, Mark, look at your calendar that you are available on Sunday, March 5th. The show is at 7 p.m. at the Palm Springs Art Museum, the Annenberg Theater, lovely theater, and I'll be giving those two tickets away a little bit later on in the show. All right. I always love having Pasquale on. Just think, you know, my mom has a French accent. I could have had a French accent. How does that work? But yet I was born here, so. But I still could have. Yep, I could have. So anyway, we'll be giving those tickets away a little bit later on the show, and the number for those tickets are 760-440-8255. Write that down, 760-440-8255. You cannot have won in the last 30 days, but again, I'll be giving away those in the last segment of the show. Right now, though, we're going to cover a little bit of housekeeping before our guest joins us. Our next guest, which will be Aaron Scott from The Living Desert, will go to break in just a few moments, or a couple minutes, actually, and then come back with Aaron, because they have so much going on there as well. But right now, the Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers at Alley. And right now, Tommy Tune, yes, the Broadway Tony Award-winning Tommy Tune, has an exhibit at Gallery 500 inside the 500. I met Tommy the other night. We have a special party coming up for him next week, but you can see his rare exhibit and buy one of his works called Palmistry. It's all about palm trees. and by going into Gallery 500 or going to the website, and you can shop online. But go in there and see it. It's all pretty fascinating. Tommy's so tall, too. All these talented people around me, and I'm sniveling and coughing and, yeah, I know. A terrible shot. All right, McDonald's. They have the three sizes of Big Macs. I had a Mini Mac. It was really good. And then they have the triple, like, gigantic Mac. I could have had one of those also, but I didn't. All right, Command One Security. Let them do your security right now here in the Coachella Valley, covering the entire Coachella Valley. They always offer the first 3 months free monitoring with any conversion of an existing alarm. They also offer a $100 gift card upon installation, so check it out. Hanson Overhead Garage Door Service, Renova Solar. Listen to their commercial. They have a new one out there. They're doing such a great job. What, $30 million company now, and they're local. That's the huge difference. They're local. They're right here. They help us. They understand our desert and its weather. We do have different weather than in Los Angeles. All right, Indian Ridge Country Club, they have a big scholarship tournament coming up on April 1st and 2nd. You might want to be help them out with that. Anyway, if you live at Indian Ridge Country Club, a great place to live, so check it out in Palm Desert. Braille Institute, I'll tell you about some of their free classes coming up. I know a lot of people have signed up for them. Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, right there on Cathedral, on Date Palm. Ramon Road. It's getting ahead of myself. Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage, because I see it in my mind. When I think of the Braille Institute, I see it right there on the corner. But it is on Ramon Road. And if you need your scissors sharpened, give Tony Quinzio a call at 310-365-5444. Scissors, knives, all that sort of stuff. Your favorite, scissors for sewing and all that kind of hair cutting. I don't know, whatever you do. He can do that for you. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have Erin Scott from the Living Desert. She'll be joining us. They have, I don't even know where to start. The stack of things they have going on, events going on, just really long. So we'll find out from Erin what's happening over at the Living Desert. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Well, I am surrounded by animals. Well, not really. I'm surrounded by papers that talk a lot about animals. Joining us is Erin Scott from the Living Desert. Hi, Erin.
Good morning.
Okay, you have so many things in front of me. We had to actually go through this list and decide where we're going to start.
Yeah. I know there's a lot going on, but we're so excited to have so many offerings for our community.
Yeah. Well, the Living Desert, I mean, that's always on everyone's top list when they have visitors come into town. What to do, Living Desert. And when you look at all these guides across the country, it's always in the top 10 things to do, Living Desert here in the Coachella Valley. So let's talk a little bit about, let's start with your Zubilee Gala. Now, I have been a couple times. It is really a ton of fun. It's very unique.
It sure is. Yeah. We are a unique place, and so we really like to have our annual fundraising gala, our largest fundraising event of the year, be really special. So this year's theme is Cheetah Nights, and it is this coming Saturday, March 4th, beginning at around 5 p.m., a beautiful evening, starting with cocktails and silent auction, as well as some unique animal encounters that you'll get to have during that cocktail hour. We also have a one-of-a-kind cheetah experience happening during the cocktail hour.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, I cannot elaborate any further.
Okay,
it's kind of a surprise.
Right. Okay.
But I hope that maybe entices people if they're deciding to come or not. But we'd love to have you. And then it moves into the program. Beautiful evening. Raise the Paddle, which we're calling Raise the Paw, and some unique live auction items.
Okay, I think, sometimes people get a little confused because they see, the Living Desert is out there so much and it's so popular, and they just assume, and this is probably the honest, frank way to put it, oh, they're making a ton of money over there. They don't realize how large the ground is. It is a nonprofit.
We are a 501c3.
You're a 501c3. Mm-hmm. So in order to keep to do all this work with the animals that you do, you have the hospital there, you bring in animals, you help rescue animals when they need places to go, you help out and
Absolutely.
Let them bring. So there's so much that the Living Desert does for animals. That's why a fundraiser like this is so important.
Yeah, and it's not only the animals. Our field trips, we reach over 40,000 school kids a year through our on-site field trips and then going out into the community with our WOW, our Wildlife on Wheels program, so school assemblies. So these fundraising efforts help us provide those experiences to underserved communities. So providing that field trip for that third grader that maybe has never been to the living desert. So that's really special. So not only the animals on our grounds, but we do field conservation projects. Our keepers travel to Baja to hand rear peninsular pronghorn to release them into pre-release sites. So it's really, it's our breadth and our depth of programming is quite extraordinary.
And it's very extensive. So don't just think, folks, that they're just the living zoo and desert gardens over there. There's a lot that goes on at the living desert. And that's why, again, this event that's coming up on March 4th, you have a few seats left.
We sure do.
And how would someone purchase those seats?
Livingdesert.org. All of the seating opportunities are available there, so the ticketing is online. We hope that folks will join us because we have such a cool live auction item. We get to auction the name, the opportunity to name our new baby jaguar that was born. So he was born on January 26th to Mom Mahia and Dad Memo. Just under 5 pounds at his well baby check. He's probably a little bit more than that now. And so it's just a cool opportunity to engage the community and have them feel really connected.
Well, and you have the video camera, the webcam in there that people can go see.
Absolutely.
And how do they go to that? Just go to the Living Desert website?
Livingdesert.org/jagcam. Uh-huh. And you can view during the daylight hours. It's on 24/7, but you can only see during the day.
Mom, she's watched all the time.
And so, but the cub is so active now. It's pretty adorable.
Have you seen him?
I did get to be there, the photographer, during that well baby check. So that was probably a top highlight.
Didn't you just want to hold them like a
I
little kid?
I wanted to, say, yeah, but Nathan, we weren't allowed
you're
to.
You're not allowed to, yeah. But one thing that always strikes me, it's so fantastic about the Living Desert. I've been to a lot of events where you do have your roving animal, little animal education program. And there's an armadillo. I mean, where do you get a chance to see an armadillo up close and touch
it?
You don't. There's things that just adults are, I could see the adults are going, wow, just as much as the kids.
Oh, at that silent auction, there will probably be, I think there's over 15 animals that will be out meet and greeting during the cocktail hour at our gala. So, it's everything from a hawk to a hedgehog.
See, she's already giving things away. We keep her talking.
Enticing.
She'll tell us more. No, all right. So definitely, folks, all the information really for the Living Desert right now is already on my website. But still, I'll give you a heads up again, livingdesert.org. Really simple. Just go to the website. All their information is there for the Zubilee coming up on March 4th. All right. Now, this one, I don't know if I can because I'm media, but I want to enter this so bad. a cheetah zookeeper 4-day.
Yes.
This is would be so much
such
fun.
Such a fun opportunity. Yeah. We're so honored to be able to partner with Coca-Cola, and they're helping us put this on through the Albertsons locations on the east side of the valley. So you just visit the Albertsons location, submit your name, and there'll be a random drawing to select that cheetah zookeeper for a day.
Whoever wins this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely.
I mean, it really is. Like I said, I'm trying to come up with aliases, but Sean, we'll just put your name, and if you win, you send me, okay?
There you go.
Yeah, all right.
He's
going to do it himself, but no. I think that is so... See, I love things like that are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Really, so please. So they just go to Albertsons in the East Valley.
They can sign up there, and March 20th, I believe, is the end of that contest, so the winner will be announced after that. Okay. So there's definitely still some time to submit. It's just a really neat opportunity to get that behind-the-scenes look, which I think people really like. They really like seeing that. But also, you get an intimate look at how the level of care that we provide to all of those animals and how their well-being is absolutely our top priority, and you get really close to those cheetahs.
I mean, can you imagine the next party you go to and people say, well, what'd you do? Well, I was a cheetah zookeeper for it. The whole room will go quiet.
Absolutely.
And everybody will want to hear about it because it really is a great experience, and it's a great way for someone, just a regular Joe is what I call him, to be able to tell people about an experience that no one really ever thought they would get a chance to do.
Absolutely.
So I love that. That's great. Another thing I really like that you have going on at the Living Desert is the Starry Safari Zoo Camp. and Park After Dark. I think this is another great event that you have going. So tell us about that.
So Starry Safari is another one of those once-in-a-lifetime sort of activities where you can camp out overnight at the zoo. So hear the sounds of the zoo at night and see the sights. It's really unique. You're sleeping in a tent. There's campfire. There's nature walks during the dark. At night, so you see the zoo.
Yeah, I mean, you're camping. It's like you're a million miles away, but you're right here.
Right here.
Yeah. And now you guys supply the tents and...
Yep. So it's we supply the tents. Folks will just bring their own sleeping bags and those sorts of things.
All right. And it's for adults and children.
Adults and children, singles, groups, families, scout groups, field trips. It's really a great program for folks of all ages.
All ages. Now, the Starry Safari, the Park After Dark, how long does this run?
So Starry Safari happens from March through May.
Okay.
Select dates. There's also availability to rent out, if you have a larger group, to rent the whole on a special night just for your group.
Okay.
Park After Dark, there's a couple more dates, family dates and adult dates. That's a really fun event. And then Zoo Camp, Spring Zoo Camp, is a great opportunity for kids to get to know the desert on a different level, and it's a great camp experience for them, both spring break, and we also have summer. All of those registrations are now open.
Okay, and they're all online.
Yep.
And tells you all the pricing and how.
Yes.
Now I would imagine these the Park After Dark and Starry Safari and I would think all of them probably fill up fairly quickly.
They do.
Yeah, so you want to get online now and reserve your spot, which again is livingdesert.org, and you have all the links that will take you to wherever you need to go. So that starts, it's already started.
Yes, so those Park After Darks
are
finalizing, but Starry Safari starts next week.
Right, so, oh my gosh.
Aaron, I know, there's a lot.
How do you keep up with all this?
It's a lot of studying.
And then coming up on April 1st,
yep.
Which we're going to have tickets for that a little bit later on, but I want you to just make a little note of this so you know. It is the Brew at the Zoo, which is a lot of fun.
It is our 8th annual Brew at the Zoo, April 1st, so it's a fun April Fool's Day event this year. Presented by McLean Capital Advisors are coming in as our presenting sponsor. April 1st, 6:30 to 9:30. Just a wonderful evening at the zoo, tasting over 50 breweries, restaurants, caterers here in the Coachella Valley and beyond. Mm-hmm. Wander the park at night. We've actually expanded and now we're in the African section of the park. So you get to hang out with the cheetahs and the zebras during the event.
You know, and that's one thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, because at Wild Lights this past year, you opened up part of the park that's never been opened.
Correct.
And I thought that was a brilliant idea because it made people want to come back and see more. Because they really did, you know, you go in and see all the lights, which is a lot of fun. You go to the village, Santa's Village, all that is really a ton of fun. But I was listening to the families and even the adults. They would come up to the cheetah exhibit, which was incredible. Mm-hmm. The cheetahs were out there in the light and they're all going, oh, wow, this is they got more of a feel of what the living desert is all about.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And people love the animals. And so we're trying to find those opportunities to build those connections and have people feel really connected to those animals. And seeing them in a different light is always one of those ways.
Again, there, Aaron, thanks so much for joining us. You have a lot going on. People just can simply go to the website to find out information about all of this.
Livingdesert.org or 760-346-5694.
All right. And you get to do all these, don't you?
I do.
You have to. You know, it's
a hard job, but somebody's got
to
do it.
You have to tell us what the sleepover's like and the cheetah and all that. Well, you're doing a great job. Thanks so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you.
All right, folks. So the information is already on Traveling with Francoise. Just go to the website. But their website's so easy to remember, which is livingdesert.org. It's that simple. Sign up. Do it now because a lot of these spots are going to be taken. If you want to go to the gala next Saturday night, get those tickets now as well. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, getting over that thing going around, whatever it is. But I heard it was in Florida too. A friend of mine just moved back from Florida. Yes, moved to Florida because they thought it was going to be better. And after about a year, they just moved back to the desert.
Better than the desert?
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
I don't know what he was thinking. But yeah. But he told me that in Florida, the same darn thing is going around. Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. It's pretty ugly.
I feel like it's everywhere.
It is everywhere. And you know, here's the tricky part. You're in that contagious stage when you're sneezing and you're just starting to get a sore throat.
You don't even really realize that you're sick yet.
Right. Yeah. You don't know you have it.
And that's why it's just spreading.
Exactly. And everybody thinks it's allergies.
Yeah, that's the other hard part. What's funny is I think that's what everybody thinks at first.
Right.
I don't even have allergies, but as soon as I start getting sniffly, my wife's like, oh, it's probably allergies.
It's probably allergies.
I've never had them before.
Yeah, so they're out and about. They're standing at the line in store, sneezing, and oh, it's just allergies. And then little do you know, you're giving it to everyone. All right, we have those two tickets for Pasquale Esposito, his performance next Sunday night at the Annenberg Theater in Palm Springs. It starts at 7 o'clock. Your tickets will be at Will Call. Give us a call at 760-440-8255 if you would like to go. 760-440-8255. You will love the performance. He does a fabulous job. The lines are open. Again, you cannot have one in the last 30 days if you would like to see Pasquale Esposito with his Il Tempo. I think I said that wrong. Il Tempo? El Tempo? Next Sunday at next Sunday, March 5th at 7 p.m. All right, 760-440-8255. All right, time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention the show to them. Yes, that's 10% off dry cleaning only, though, not alterations and that kind of stuff. So anyway, Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert, 760-341-2191. Check it out. All right. The Tommy Tune exhibit is happening now at Gallery 500 inside the 500 building on the corner of Ramon, Indian, and Palm Canyon. Go on over there and see these exclusive works by Tommy Tune. Yes, the Tony Award-winning, performer. He was just at the Purple Room. He loves coming out here and performing at that venue over there at the Purple Room. They do a great job. So he was just there, had a great sold-out show. So anyway, check it out over at the 500, Tommy Tune's Works. All right, the Braille Institute, they have a seminar, Gadget, Gizmos, and Apps That Make Your Life Easier, on Friday, March 3rd. It's from 10 a.m. to noon. It is a free seminar. They would hope that you would give them a call and sign up. They do like the RSVPs. It helps them. So again, that's Friday, March 3rd, 10 a.m. to noon at the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage on Ramon Road. Go to their website, brailleinstitute.org/Rancho Mirage. And the Wildflower Festival, the Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival, that's another free event. Next Saturday, March 4th from 9 to 4 p.m., you do park over, you park at the church. There's a free shuttle for St. Margaret's Episcopal Church, and that is on Highway 74. You won't miss it because all the cars will be parked in there, but they do a good job. They really rotate you through quickly, so don't worry about that. But it's a Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival, a free event for the entire family. Go on over there. It is a lot of fun. And then also happening next Saturday, because it is the first Saturday of the month, it is the Palm Springs Cruising Association, their Cruise In Series, and that is at the Westfield Palm Desert. They have over 150 cars. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. and it's free. Just go walk around. They have food vendors out there, fun stuff for the kids to do, and just check out cars. Now, if you want to enter your car, it is $5 to enter and show your vehicle. So, again, those are just some things that are free happening in the Coachella Valley. That's actually a lot of things. And for the priced events, things that you have to pay for, that is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire in Thousand Pumps. Yes, Thousand Pumps. And give them a call. They do my hat, shirts, and all that sort of stuff for traveling with Francoise. Call them today at 760-343-7333. And remember, when you use Desert Arc, you are also helping out Desert Arc clients. Yes, because that's who they employ. So it's a win-win all the way around. Michael Phelps, he's coming to the desert to talk, give a lecture on the 3rd, March 3rd. And this is for the Champions Honors Lunch. And if you would like to go, let's see, who does this benefit? I'm trying to figure out. Oh, Barbara Sinatra Children's Center for Abused Children. This is a benefit for them. If you would like to go, you can go to the website, emc.org. That's emc.org. All right. Check. That is on March 3rd. Excuse me. And also, the A&D Center, the Architectural Walking Tour, the A&D Center Architectural Icons Walking Tour is every Saturday at 9:30 in front of the Union Bank located on the southeast corner of Indian Canyon Drive in Ramon. That is $25 per person. Wear comfortable shoes. The tour is a couple hours, I think. Yeah, so definitely it's an hour. It lasts an hour and a half, so there you go. And you are going to be walking, so wear comfortable shoes and a hat. Rhythm Wine and Brews is next Saturday night. In fact, speaking of our winner for Rhythm Wine and Brews, that was Monica Verduzco of Coachella. She won those tickets. She signed up online. A ton of people signed up for those. And she is the winner of the Rhythm Wine and Brews experience. So congratulations to Monica. I'm going to be changing out all the contests this weekend. So a lot of new contests up there. In fact, there's going to be a trip up there. It has something to do with a train, so you're going to have to go to the website and check it out. I'll tell you who won the Miracle Springs Resort overnight stay in just a little bit. And let's see. Got an email from Carol, who's talking about wildflowers. And she said, the Living Desert and Borrego Springs Resort, fantastic. She was out in Borrego Springs just the other day. She said, there's no wildflowers yet, but it was a beautiful day. So thanks, Carol Gale, for sending me that email. All right, so Rhythm Wine and Brews, that's happening on the 4th. Tickets are on sale. Snoop Dogg's going to be there. Go to their website, rwbexp.com, to buy tickets. That is on Traveling with Francoise. There's a charitable concert at the Gardens on El Paseo on March 4th. Desert Soul benefiting Angel View. That starts at 5 p.m. Tickets are $15. You might want to do that. Palm Canyon Theater. They have the production of Evita Rudding until next weekend. You might want to go there. And then the BNP Paribas Open, that starts already. Can you believe the tennis is here?
Everything in this valley, I feel like, just is like, bam, we're back.
Boom. I mean, I tell you. And we started really with all the events in December, but March 6th through 19th, that is when the BNP, I don't know if I'm going to have tickets this year or not. Kind of working on it. I didn't even sign up for media until the other day. I forgot about it. And then I thought, wait a minute, it's almost here?
Yeah. It's almost time already.
I know. So March 6th through 19th is the BNP Paribas Open. Also happening, coming up, and you can still sign up for this on the website, is the Arcade Expo at the Museum of Pinball. This is where you are surrounded by over 1,000 pinball machines and about just as many arcade machines.
You know what's funny is I'm going to very much just enjoy the sound of the building. I like that sound. I like the bells and the...
Are you going?
No, I'm just saying I would like that. That's what I like.
Well, maybe you should go.
I you know what's funny is I talked to my daughter already a little bit. I was like, you think you'd want to go to this?
Yeah, well, I know someone that can hook you up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did. I talked to her already, so I don't know.
Okay, no, I think it's... I'm going to go on Saturday. I'm going to go that Saturday. And it is the weekend of St. Patrick's Day weekend, 17th, 18th, 19th. And they had Modernism Week was there just Saturday night.
I saw that.
They took a busload of people out there.
That's
and it really is. It blows your mind because it takes them. What did John say?
Didn't he say like an hour?
An hour to power it up.
Because
there's so many electrical boxes everywhere. But you can win tickets. I have 3 sets of tickets on the website. Go to the website, Traveling with Francoise. All right, on that note, we're pretty much going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode. We're going to find out what the whale watching is doing out in Dana Wharf. We're also going to find out about Borrego Springs Resort, Golf Resort and Spa under new ownership. We'll find out what's happening out there. Okay, folks, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.